this church.
We are so excited that you are here today, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Presents are going to be given away.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast. And how about we start by inviting everyone to have a seat?
Yeah, you guys want to sit down?
Have a seat, because we want to give you just a little history of what Family Christmas is. We talk about Focus Church being the Focus family, and I don't know about you guys, but like Pastor Shalee, when we celebrate Christmas, we love the whole family deal.
Yeah, we love family. We love having people at our house. We include everybody in our family. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a time where Christmas Eve was just you and I and our kids.
Yeah.
We have a big family there, and we love having family around. So we are excited to include you in our family tonight.
That's right. And we've been doing this for 8 years now. This is the eighth one, Pastor Shalee.
Yeah.
And what we are doing is, you see, we have our living room. We couldn't invite you all to our house, and so we brought our house to here. And so this is our living room, and you're at our living room today as we celebrate Christmas together as a family. And Pastor Shalee, there are presents. I mean, you can't have Christmas without presents. We're going to be talking about presents. We're going to talk about God's presence, and it's going to be a great night. Now, everyone should have received a card when they came in.
Yeah, did you guys get a card? Do you have a card? Do you have that? You got a number on that card? Do you see it? Can you read it? You know what it says? Because we want you to have a card, because that's one of the ways we're giving away presents tonight is with that card.
I think, Pastor Shalee, we should give away a present right now.
Ooh, are you guys ready? Somebody want to win right now?
You want to win? Here we go.
Yeah, let's get a present right now.
So here we go. The first number. Here we go.
What's it going to land on?
Number 30.
Number 30. Who has number 30 in here? Come on up. We're going to do another one. And they just come on up. Come on up onto the stage. If it's your number, come on up.
The next one.
It's 38. If you have 38. Number 30 and number 38 should come up here on our stage.
One more.
Do another one. Yeah, do another one. Come right here. Yeah, come stand right here. Right there. There you go. There's another one coming up right now, I think. Oh,
number
it's Elizabeth.
18.
Come on up here, Elizabeth.
Number 18.
Oh, number 18.
Number 18.
Hold on to that present. We're going to have you open it in 1 second.
Come on up
here's
here.
Another
we
one
got
right
three
here.
People with presents. They're the first ones to get presents.
Right here's
in
another
our
one.
Living room. They're giving you a present here.
He's got a gift for this one right here. Very cool. All right, Pastor Ryan, on the count of three, we're going to let them open them. Some of them got to open some papers. Some of them are just boxes. So see what you got to there. On the count of three, ready? One, two, three, go.
Open your
present. Let's see what we're getting tonight. Oh, it looks like she got a sweatshirt blanket.
With
the 50th anniversary on it.
50-year anniversary.
Focus Church.
And we got a prayer journal.
And let's see. There's one more thing coming out over here. Let's see. She had some paper she had to get into.
I think it's the other end. The other end.
I think the other side's already open, maybe. Yeah, push on it.
Oh, it's taped up really nice.
Have you ever been to a Christmas where someone over-taped a box?
We got it. We got it. We got it, Pastor Ryan.
Yeah. Look at this. It's a Focus Church water bottle.
Focus Church water bottle.
Let's give my hand as they head back to their seats.
Pastor Ryan, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. This church has been here for 50 years.
That's awesome.
We're so excited to have been here this long.
Yep. Just doing something in Sun Prairie, celebrating it the entire year, the 50th year. Now, Pastor Shalee, I think we should make our way back over and sit down, because
it's our living room. We'll just go ahead and have a seat right here with you guys tonight.
So when do we turn the football game on? Is that what we're doing next? Is watching the football game?
Are we watching football?
That's
we're not
going to
watch football
room.
Tonight. That is sometimes what he does in our living room.
Now, people might want to notice, like, why is Pastor talking funny?
Pastor is talking a little bit funny tonight. He's kind of lost his voice a little bit, so he sounds a little bit deeper than
this
normal.
This is good right now. Compared to what it was.
I say it's better than it was this morning.
Yes.
So he'll make it through, though.
We'll make it through. You know, something that we do is we love giving presents. And what we were about to do is we want to bring up a family to come join us on the couch, because we want to honor them today and to give them some presents.
Yeah,
and
but Pastor Ryan, this family has no idea they're coming up on our stage right now, because
no
we like surprises here at Focus Church. And so tonight we're just going to surprise some people.
Surprise people.
That's
the best part about presents. It could be. So if we're going to call their name, they've got to come up and sit on our couch here.
Yep. They got to come up right
away.
They
have no idea.
They have no clue what's coming.
And they're going to know really quick just how no clue they have.
Yeah. They're going to figure it out in a second. Are you ready, Pastor Ryan?
Here's who we need to join us on the stage. We need Jeremy, Summer, Jace, Aubrey, Isaac, come join us up on the stage here.
Jeremy's actually right here playing the drums behind us, but we're going to ask him to come sit over here on the couch with us.
You got to make room for everybody. All right, everybody on the couch.
Come sit right here because we're going to let your mom and dad sit on the couch. So sit right here for me. Sit right here on the floor next to me. Because at my house, kids sit on the floor often. Scoot on up here. We'll let mom and dad sit with your brother on the couch right there.
There we go. Awesome.
All right, there it is.
This is the Vermania family, and here's what we want to say to you guys is that we're excited to pick you guys because we have seen over the last year how you guys have been pursuing God, how you've been serving this family, and we know that sometimes it's hard in life. Sometimes things don't always work out, and sometimes there's needs, and we've seen that. And today we want to bless you guys. Because Christmas is about blessing. God was the one who first gave his son as the first Christmas present. Today we want to follow in God's footsteps and we want to give you Christmas presents. So, hey, elves, let's bring some presents out
right
now.
We got some presents coming out. Yeah, give it up for our helpers here. We love what they're doing. They've got some presents. So you guys got to make some room for some presents. They're handing you some really specific things. There we go. All right. So, Pastor Ryan, can they open these right now?
Well, I want to do it in a certain order. Let's see here. Let's have each of the kids can open their bigger present.
Open your big present.
The bigger one.
This one's bigger right here.
And Mom and Dad, you can open the one that's matching to each other, the same size one. So, Jeremy, you're going to save your little present. Summer, you're going to save your big present here, okay?
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
It's what? Can you show everybody that?
What did you get? Yeah.
It's a Barbie in a wheelchair. She's super excited about that one. I heard that's something you wanted.
Look what you get there, Jace. Oh, Isaac, you got an honor.
Isaac got an honor. And Jace, what is that you got? We're taking the tags off and all. It is now ours.
Yes.
It belongs to me.
He's using it now, yep.
And Mom and Dad are opening their big presents.
Well, look at...
Oh, I heard that she might have needed some drinking glasses. They may have just moved last weekend. Maybe they needed a few new things.
Yep. What's Jeremy opening? There we go.
Oh, Jeremy's getting...
Summer, go ahead and open your other present.
50th anniversary swag.
There we go.
Summer's going to get one more.
Now, kids, do you want to open up your next present?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. And then, Jeremy, you can open up that little tiny one if you haven't lost it yet. Isaac, you can open up your other present, too.
An iPad.
Look at that.
I got an iPad.
Look at that. Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. I think the kids are excited about their presents. What do you think? Yeah.
They got some fun stuff up here.
Oh, man. Okay. So let me explain something.
Summer's got a little swag over here too, Pastor Ryan.
Look at the ultra rare, ultra exclusive sweatshirt version of the 50-year Do Something. They're the only ones who have it. We don't have it. That's awesome. You guys have that. Jeremy, you had one little present. Where's that? That little present. You got to open that. Okay. We got to see.
Okay.
Oh, it's some in-ear monitors
for drums. Yeah,
there we go. Awesome. Now, Jeremy and Summer, we're excited to bless your family. And if the presents were enough, that'd be it. But, you know, it's not it because I have this box next to me and I've got something else for you because I know sometimes, let's see here. Sometimes you have to keep on driving to work and you have to keep on driving to kids to school and you got to come to church. And you guys come to church, they come a lot. And we thought we'd help out with that. And so we have a $100 gift card to Quick Trip so that you guys have gas money for that. We want to bless you with that. But we also know you have kids and sometimes with kids, they're just always hungry, and right? Kids are just always hungry, like, when can I eat? And so what we've done for you guys is we are also giving you a $100 gift card to Domino's. Oh, yeah,
you know,
nothing like
pizza
to feed the kids. It'd be awesome. Let's give it up for the Vermania family. Yeah. You're welcome. They're going to head back to their seats now. And, you know, giving presents is so much fun. And that must have been what it was like when God was giving his big present to us. When he sent all the angels to announce, hey, I'm sending my son. He's going to be showing up. And Pastor Shelley, that was fun.
That is fun. I love giving presents away. And I love when the kids were super excited. They're like taking everything out of the box and they're like ready. It's like Christmas morning. Like they're just ready to play right now.
Yes, it's great. It's great. Now, we should bring someone else up.
We should.
We're going to ask another person from the audience to come join us on the stage.
They have no idea either.
They have no idea if they're coming up here. They're really not going to know.
They're really not going to know. Nobody knows. Just
so
us.
So right now, we need this person to join us up on stage, sitting on the couch. Could Wyatt Washington please join us up on the couch? Wyatt.
He's like, I don't even have shoes on. It's all right. Come have a seat.
He has no shoes on. There you go. That's fine.
He has some stuff to do later on in the service because Pastor Ryan, he's been serving this church really, really well.
Yes. And Wyatt, that's something we want to tell you today is that we love how you've been going after God. We see you growing, God, going to your next level. You serve this church family every single week, and it's been amazing to watch. We love seeing you go after Jesus. Always keep him as number one in your life. As a matter of fact, we have some presents for you because we want to bless you and we want to honor you for serving the family this year. So let's bring out those presents. Okay, you don't have to say.
There's just a couple things there for him.
There's only two, guys.
Hang on one second.
There's only two presents.
Hang on. We got it. Hey, Ryan, really, I think that one's not right. There we go. Thank you.
There we go.
Perfect. We got it.
We don't want to give away someone else's present.
No, we got to keep that for somebody else.
Okay, so we like watching people open presents. Why don't you open the big one first? The big one.
I'll take it. I love you. He's like, why did you do this to me?
He's a little embarrassed, but he's probably wondering what's in the packages.
Yeah.
Like, what could you possibly give me?
You know, this year, Wyatt has really been making strides. Pastor Ryan, he is here all day Sunday, every single week, doing serving.
From the morning, the afternoon, and the evening for youth.
Yep. He's been growing in the Word of God. We have just been watching him blossom, and he gets here on his own every weekend, and it's just really cool.
Yeah. Hey.
And he opens presents like a perfectionist.
Oh, yes, look at this. I mean,
look, the paper is still intact.
I promise we're not going to save the paper for another present. It's okay to tear it. But what do we have in the box? Oh, look at here. He's got the ultra rare exclusive 50th anniversary sweatshirt. Oh yeah, do something sweatshirt. Nice.
You love
there
it.
There we go.
He loves it.
Now, Wyatt, before you open up this next present. Because you have been pursuing God so much and being an example to your peers and also really been an example to everyone else in the church, we wanted to award you with something special. What we have in this envelope is a letter saying that Wyatt Washington is the recipient of our Bennett Camp Scholarship. He's going to camp for free next year. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to be fun.
He loves camp, Pastor Ryan. He got to go last year, and he was super excited about it, and we're super
excited. Now you're definitely going this next year because the letter. You got the letter, okay? You got it. Now, should we let him open up his last present? Yeah?
Let's see what he's getting one more time. Here we go.
You know what, Shelley? I just thought about this. This present is going to be even better than we thought it was going to be. It's going to be even funny.
It is going to be funny.
That's right. Go ahead and
open it.
Wait,
we got to open this
Please
one.
Please just tear
Pastor
it open.
Pastor Ryan's laughing in his head over here
just
about this one.
Just open it up.
Thanks for that.
He's not going to, is he? He doesn't listen to his pastor, I guess. Or he just listens to that one, not this one. That's okay. We still love him.
They're saying rip it, Wyatt. Rip it.
Rip it. Yeah, there you go.
There he's getting into this one now.
Oh, man. Nice.
The one
He's
little
got
piece
a
he
box,
ripped.
What he always wanted.
A box
looks
inside
like it's
a
upside
box.
Down. Oh man. What show us off what you have here. Oh man.
Pastor Ryan's laughing because you're up here without shoes on and we provided some for
we
you.
We gave him shoes for the shoeless boy. There he go. Let's give it up for Wyatt. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, it's fun.
It's so great, but you know what?
Yeah.
We're not quite done yet.
No, you know what? Last night, we had something really cool happen here in this room.
We did. We had a great event last night. We call it The Oasis, and The Oasis is an event we do for families who provide childcare for foster kids, who do foster families, and for single parent families. So we did an event last night. We had them all here, and we love that we get to do that event. We had a great time opening presents, but their night's not over yet.
No.
Because
we invited them to come to this.
Yeah, we did.
As a matter of fact, they filled out a card and told us whether or not they were coming today. And we're going to pick one of these people who came to the Oasis, and they're going to get a Walmart gift card for $100. And so let me get the gift card ready for you, Pastor Shalee. There we go.
And you can't see any of the names. You can't see any of the names.
So it's one of these.
One of these are here tonight.
Now it's a possibility with how the weather is that the name we call out, that they're not here.
Yeah, it could happen.
Right.
There's a little slick
so
out.
So you need to identify yourself if you are here and come up and get your gift card, because if you're not, we pick another card. Someone else has a chance.
So let us know if you're here.
Okay, so I'm thinking this one right here.
Oh, whoops, did you get more than one?
Oh, did I pick two? Wait.
You got more than one.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Okay, I'm looking for Dan E. Dan E, is he in the house today, tonight? Dan E.
Dan, you here?
3, 2, 1, another card.
Okay, here we go, another
okay.
card.
Okay, I'm looking for Deasha. Is Deasha here?
Going once, going twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I think this person might be here.
Oh, I do think this person's here.
I think
here.
This person's about to get a $100 Walmart gift card. And the person is Sarah M. Sarah M, come on up. Come get your card. There she is.
Well, Pastor Ryan,
yes,
we got another thing to do.
Yeah. You know, this year, we accomplished something that we set out 3 years to do. You see, 3 years ago, God gave us a dream to say that we're going to own a house that's going to impact foster care. And we've been pursuing that dream. And this summer, we opened up the Impact House. The Impact House is designed for young adults who have been formerly in foster care to help them get a leg up and transitioning to being an adult and to be able to get housing on their own. And we've been looking for residents.
Yeah.
We've been looking for residents this whole fall. And 1 month ago, we got our first resident. And we thought we would invite him. He knows he's coming up right now.
Yeah, this one he knows.
He
did warn him and prepare him because we wanted him to talk to us all about what it means to be in.
And so for our team that's listening, we're going to need an extra microphone here real quick, because let's give it up for Dontavius, who's coming up to the stage.
He's getting the mic right now.
Dontavius.
It's working.
Yes,
it's
working. Yeah, there
is.
We go. Dontavius is our first resident at the Impact House. And Dontavius, tell us, when you found out that you were going to be able to go into the Impact House, would you tell us like how that made you feel? Like what excited you about that?
I was relieved. Like, I was like, finally, I get the opportunity to get it right again and like do the right thing. So being there ever since I got through the door, I've been sleeping peaceful, everything.
Now, speaking of peaceful, the first night you stayed at the Impact House, you came to me the very next day, and you said that was the best sleep I've ever gotten in my life.
Definitely,
is that true?
Definitely said that.
Oh, man, that's so cool. That's so cool. Now, since you've been in the Impact House, you've been able to get a job?
Yep.
And not just one job.
Two.
Two jobs, yeah.
He's a hardworking guy.
He's been working hard.
Yeah.
And
yeah, give it up. Yes. He is. I think he told me he had like 57 hours of work last week.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's awesome. And we commend you that. But you got to accomplish a few weeks ago a goal that you've had for a really, really, really long time.
Definitely.
Would you tell everybody what happened?
So basically, I always wanted to get behind the wheel and drive. And I went to the DMV with Pastor Ryan. He took me to get that opportunity, and it just so happened I passed. So I thank God for that.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so it's been a fun journey already for the last 4 weeks that you've been in the Impact House, and good things have been happening. And what would you want to say to, there are people in this audience who helped make the Impact House happen. What would you want them to know? What would you want to say to them?
I would say, first and foremost, I thank God. And secondly, thank everybody who put time into that house, donations and whatnot to make it possible. And that's what I say to them.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. And we have some news we're about to share about the Impact House, that we just had our second resident sign their lease. They're moving in this coming Monday. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's getting a roommate.
I know, you're getting a roommate. You've had the house to yourself.
Nah, definitely. I've been praying someone comes sooner, so.
Yes,
prayer
yeah.
Works, you know?
Dontavius is going to be a good big brother for this next resident. I think so. He's going to do awesome with that. So we're excited about what's happening. And how do you think the Impact House is going to affect these young men who are going to be coming into this house? I mean, you're the first of many that we believe that God's going to bring. How do you think it's going to affect them being able to have this opportunity?
As far as like affecting them, I think it's going to be like a positive, like, you know, positive. You're going to get things accomplished in there. Like whatever on your heart, you let them know and they'll make it happen for you.
Yeah, no, that's good. And Pastor Shalee, something that we know about Dontavius that we've been celebrating, that we like a certain version of Dontavius that we've been able to see over the last month. And he knows what I'm talking about.
We like this version.
Dontavius, you want to share with us what version of Dontavius that we're going to celebrate here together with you?
Oh, they like sober Dontavius.
Sober Dontavius, yes. Yes, we're excited for that. And because of that, you know, we asked Dontavius to be able to share with you just some things about the Impact House, but we actually did that so that we could actually do something else, so that we could give you a present.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, he didn't know that. He didn't know he's getting a present. So we're bringing out some presents right now for you.
Oh, man, appreciate it.
Okay, now I'm confused because there should only be two presents.
Well, Pastor Ryan.
Yeah?
You labeled all of these.
I labeled them.
They all say that on them. Mm-hmm. It's really good right now.
That one is supposed to be there and that one, but that one is not.
There we go.
Well, I've seen this
sometimes we make mistakes. I'm just saying.
There we go.
Nobody's perfect.
No one's perfect. So, Dontavius, we want you to open that present first.
He hopes, anyway.
Because if you don't know this, Dontavius, not only has he been here at the Impact House, he's been a part of the Focus family. And he's been participating and serving here at church and doing some things behind the scenes. And we want to make sure that he knows he's part of the Focus family. And so he's opening up this present, and I think he's going to get the picture.
He's been wanting a couple of these.
Oh, he's got a whole collection of do-something shirts.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. All the colors. Oh, yeah, including the 50-year anniversary one.
Limited edition one.
Yes, and before we have you open that present, I want to put my hand into my special box here because I think there might be something in here for you.
I
like this box here. This is a fun box, okay? And on this box right here, we think this is something that you need and you want. Okay.
For sure.
How about $100 to Metro Market for groceries?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So
you
got food, everything. You got some threads there. You got some swag. And
for sure.
You know what? Do we want him to open the last present now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Dontavius, open up the last present. Uh-oh. You got to show us. Oh, man.
He is a shoe guy. He likes his shoes.
Oh, man. So, Dontavius, we're excited about your future, and we're excited that you are the first resident of the Impact House. Let's give it up for Dontavius.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
You just put it down. So, how about we get some presents for some of the people out here? And so if you'll get your cards out, we're going to pick some new numbers to come out to get some presents.
Maybe we're calling their number right now.
Maybe. Oh, but you know what? We're going to call out three numbers.
We're going to call out three numbers.
Okay, get your card.
Get your card.
We're going to do three numbers here. Okay, here we go. The first number is 36.
36. 36. I feel like we've been in the 30s a lot.
There we go. He's coming up onto
the stage.
Come on
up here.
And the next person. He's got number 16. There we go. And one more. Thirty-five.
Oh, we're right there together.
Oh, wow.
It's a random counter.
This is totally random.
Yeah,
we promise.
Totally random.
We promise.
They just seem to be
so
a little bit
close.
So
we're giving them a present. We'll step to the side so they can open their presents. Pastor Shelley, count them down.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Look at there. We got
He's got a blanket over there, and there's scarves right here.
We got some Focus Church 50th anniversary scarves. Let's give it up for our present recipients. Pastor Shelley, we have, you know what? I think I left something in my pocket.
You left something in your pocket?
Something in my pocket, yeah.
There's something else you want to give away?
Something in my pocket, yeah. I have a $25 gift card to Quick Trip that I want to give to someone out here.
$25? Somebody's just going to get a gas card right now.
The $25 gift card to Quick Trip. Why don't you push the button?
All right.
It's somebody in this room. Here we go. Number 14.
Who has 14?
Who's number 14?
Oh, they're coming. 14. No. Somebody got 14?
There we go.
Oh, right here. Oh, yay.
Congratulations. We promised that we would give away some Packers tickets. And I had the Packers tickets ready. They were on my stand.
They were right there on the stand?
Yes, they were
right
there.
I'm
going
to walk right back here and let's see if we can find some Packers tickets.
Who wants to win some Packers tickets?
Let's see. We're going to find some right here.
So here's what's going to happen. You had to register for the Packers tickets. And so you can still do that right now if you haven't done it. Findfocus.org/Packers. You might have a shot, but we got two tickets here.
Two Packers
it's
tickets
for
right
the
here.
Monday night game at Lambeau on December 23rd. It's Monday night football. It's against the Saints, and hopefully they beat the Saints and it helps them get to the playoffs. Because Pastor Shelley, I'm still waiting. I think it's possible. This is the best year we've had yet of a Chiefs-Packers Super Bowl.
He would really like to see that happen.
That would be awesome.
He will not, however, be cheering for the Packers. I'm just saying.
No, not at all. But in my pocket, I've got my phone.
He does have his phone in his pocket. Did you all wonder about that?
Yep.
What are you going to do with that phone of yours?
Well, I had somebody in the back. We have a random generator that went through all the names of people who registered to get Packers tickets. And I have just received a message of what name has just come up that's getting these two Packers tickets. Now, let me tell you, if you win these Packers tickets, there's instructions on the side because the tickets are actually not these tickets.
Don't take these to Lambeau and try to get in.
Ticketmaster.
That would be bad.
And I've got to transfer them to you. So there's instructions to go on the Ticketmaster, set up
an account, instructions.
Text
do not,
me, and I will send the tickets to you digitally.
Yeah. Do not
the game.
Show up with these at the Packers Stadium. It
they
will
might
be
not
bad.
Let you in. You say, but Pastor Ryan gave them to me. No.
They'll laugh you off the sidewalk. There you go.
Okay.
Do you get a text
winner.
There, Pastor?
I do have a text. And the winner of the two Packers tickets. If they're not here,
then we go on to the next name.
Then we go on to the next name. So, Pastor Random, make sure you got a second name available just in case. But here's who we have right now. The random name is TJ Olson. Is TJ Olson in the room?
Oh, he is, man, in the room.
Come on up here.
Two Packers tickets just
Let's give
for
it up
you.
For TJ.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Woo. Jump right off that stage.
Awesome. Now, I'm not sure he can go by himself.
I don't think so. Someone's going to have to go with him.
Someone's going to have to go with him.
I mean, he is kind of young for that.
That's going to be great. But
he can't drive up there.
Our middle schoolers and high schoolers and even some of our college kids have been working hard on a presentation.
Yeah, you see, no Christmas at our house is complete without the Christmas story. And so we love to tell the Christmas story. And in our family, the Christmas story kind of sometimes gets a little crazy and a little special things happen. And so we do have some teenagers that have been working and some young adults working on a special way to tell the Christmas story.
It's so creative. It's artistic. There's stunts involved in this.
Yeah. And you know, we said we were inviting them to our living room and they think that maybe this couldn't happen in our living room.
But it does.
It does.
It does happen.
Yeah. You'll notice a few of our own children in this, and trust me, many of these things have happened in our living room with not just our kids, but many of the kids on this stage.
The kids hang out at our house.
In fact, this last Wednesday, Pastor Ryan, most of these kids were at my house, and most of them were stunting with telling the Christmas story. So it just happens.
You know what? So be prepared to be blessed. Be prepared to be open to what God wants to do in these next few moments as we watch their presentation of the Christmas story. Ready?
We're ready.
There were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, ye to Bethlehem. Oh, come.
While they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light.
You may have come tonight, and you may have burdens and things that are weighing you down. Maybe when they sang, "Oh, come all you faithful," you didn't feel very faithful. Maybe you didn't feel like the wise men who came to worship or the shepherds who came and praised Jesus when he was born. But tonight, God is telling you that it doesn't matter where you are, what's happening in your life, he wants you to spend time in his presence. Listen to the next song, listen to the words, and listen, even if you've been unfaithful, he's still faithful. Thank you.
see what your God has done. Christ is born. Christ is born. Christ is born for you.
Beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger who brings good news. The good news of peace and salvation. The news that God of Israel reigns. The watchmen shout and sing with joy, for before their very eyes, they see the Lord returning to Jerusalem.
His righteousness. Together, if you're able, and take this moment and just worship God together. And as we sing this song, let's just think about who we're singing to, how amazing of a God we have. A trillion stars with hidden worlds spinning in the vastness you deem.
Join until my lungs can't sing. Join until my lungs can't sing. Even then, I'll find a way.
There is no one like you, none besides you, Lord. With every breath I have, I will sing that you're beautiful and worthy to be praised. How could I praise enough? How could I praise enough?
Yes, let's give it up for all those who just presented to us. You may have a seat. Today we gave out presents, but we only give out presents because God was the one who gave the first present, His presence. When the angel said, a child is born this day, he said he is named God with us, Emmanuel. See, God loved you and me so much, He sent His Son not to start a religious movement, not to be a good person, not to be a good teacher, but He came with one singular purpose, to live a perfect life and to pay for not His sins, but our sins when He died on the cross in Calvary. Because He paid the price and God raised Him from the dead, it is now possible for all of us to be in right standing with God, to be forgiven of our sins, to be set free from the eternal punishment of spending eternity apart from God in hell. It's now possible to be part of God's family, to be forgiven, to live life with hope, with joy, with purpose, and with mission, a mission to help other people find God. As we celebrate this Christmas season, we honor a baby being born, but it's also an opportunity for your life to be given over to God. Today, I want to help you with that. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer. You see, the Bible says that we need to have a conversation with God in order to go all in with Him. I want to help you with this prayer, a prayer that says that I'm sorry for the sin I have in my life. It says that I believe that God loved me and He sent His Son Jesus to pay the price for me. It's a prayer that says, God, it's no longer about me. It's all about you, that I make you the leader of my life. Like I said, I'm going to help you with this prayer. So what I'm going to do in just a moment is I'm going to pray this prayer out loud in bite-sized pieces, and I'm going to encourage you to pray it out loud, repeating after me. The Bible says it's in our heart that we believe, but it's with our mouth that we say it out loud. God, you're the boss to me. You're my Lord. Praying alone here today. It's nothing to worry about with that, because I'm asking everyone who's a part of this family to pray this prayer together with us. No one prays alone here at Focus Church. You see, this is the most important thing that we do here at Focus Church. We are focused on helping people find God's place with their life. So I'm going to invite everyone around this room to close your eyes, to bow your heads, even those watching online with us. You pray this prayer too. Let's pray this prayer together. Say, dear God, I'm sorry for the sin of my life. I need you. I believe you love me so much. You sent your Son, Jesus, to pay the price for me. I want to live for you in charge, going all in. Give me hope. Give me freedom. Bring focus to my life.